FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Yes, hello and welcome everyone. This is Women's Team Extra here on FCUM Radio. I'm your host Ben Hughes and today we're live at gloriously sunny Broadhurst Park to bring you coverage for today's match between FC United of Manchester and Bolton Wanderers in the second qualifying round of the Women's FA Cup. Full coverage coming up in a second or two, but before kickoff, I caught up with Neil Boothman just over there on the other side of the 3G pitch to hear his views going into this game. So welcome everyone to Women's Team Extra, the second ever Women's Team Extra podcast. And well, today you're in for a treat. It's Sunday afternoon, it's a gloriously September day here at Broadhurst Park. We're over on the Ronald Johnson playing field side of the 3G pitch, and joining me now to look back at the two fixtures since you last joined us for the Women's Team Extra podcast, we're now joined by Neil Boothman. Hello Neil, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How did you do?
How did you define? two trips to Liverpool since we last broadcast the podcast. Yeah. Obviously, we know what happened on the start of the season against Warrington Wolverines, 3-0, comfortable. Two trips to Liverpool, on paper, could be quite tricky, especially with a midweek, but gone through it with flying colours, really, haven't we?
Yes, even more comfortable, really, than the Warrington Wolverines game. We controlled them pretty much all the way through the game and nullified all the threats. I mean, there wasn't really much from either team that caused us too much trouble.
We're going to be discussing the cup match today as well. Obviously, Bolton Wanderers here at Broadhurst Park are the visitors. League form, coming into this, we're doing a lot better than we were this time last season. We said we needed a good start. Last season, we didn't have a good start. What are you thinking now? With regards to where we are,
we certainly didn't start well last season. I mean, that first 15 minutes almost killed the start of the season up at Walton. But with the abandoned game, Altrincham being the second one, meant we'd only ended up getting 1 point out of the first two games. And there's been lots of different goal scorers as well, which I think helps. You know,
and squad rotation as well.
Yes, squad rotation in the 19th century. I remember all about that. So we've got to be happy that with the way things have gone. But it will be a bit more of a stern test today, by no short measure. That Bolton, as we say, beat us 3-0 in the Argyle Cup last season. But we're stronger this season. We won't know much about them. But I think we should be able to give them a good test.
And correct me if I'm wrong, I'm sure you will. It's our fifth season now, isn't it?
Yes.
So, this is the first time we've ever been in the Women's FA Cup. Yeah. It's a very momentous occasion, this one. What does it mean for you? Because you've been covering the women's team now for these five seasons. This is the next step in the development of the women's game at this club.
Yeah, well, we've been in the County Cup, and that's reasonably prestigious as far as the area goes. We just seem to come up against City of Manchester every time, and they just knock us out, unfortunately. So we did get to the final of that one.
We're sorting that out this year.
Yeah. We did get to the final once, that's a decent cup, and then we've had the Argyle Cup and the League Cups. You know, we've been in quite a lot of cup competitions. This is probably, I think, the fifth different cup competition we've been in. But it's by certainly the most prestigious. Everyone loves the FA Cup all around the world. I mean, even though the women's one's not been going as long, it still holds a high regard for the players, and I'm pretty sure they'll be thrilled to get going today.
What's your hopes and expectations then for this game? Last year, as you mentioned, 3-0 in the Argyle Cup. The squad has been improved a lot this season. We're in better form going into this game. What do you think?
That 3-0 was probably a little bit unfortunate. I think we missed an early chance, and I think we missed a late chance. So, you know, it might have been more of a 2-0 or a 3-1 game, realistically. So that shows that even then we weren't too far behind them, and we're stronger today. So I'm hoping, with a bit of home advantage, we might reverse it.
Well, Neil, we're hearing from you later on with your post-match interview with Lee Sutton. As always, you can see all Neil Boo's work on YouTube at Neil Boo 1 with all the women's team highlights, apart from those where he's banned from the ground, unfortunately. Not for bad language, surprisingly.
No.
But no. Neil, thank you, and we'll hear from you later.
Thanks very much.
Neil Boothman there. You're listening to Women's Team Extra here on FC UM Radio. Very shortly, we'll be hearing how the women's team got on in their FA Cup match against Bolton Wanderers. But, as we alluded to there, the start to the season in the league has been very, very impressive. And I caught up with FC United and Manchester women's team manager Lee Sutton before the game today. So we're now joined by Lee Sutton pre-match. Lee, first thing, before we get to this game, this is a momentous moment for the club. We spoke about the first game in the main stadium last season. This is the first game in the Women's FA Cup, fifth season. Must be very proud.
Yeah, it's one of the moments really that, you know, you never really know whether we're going to get there or what we're going to do. So obviously today it's another bit of history that hopefully all the girls, obviously they know what today means. So hopefully we get the result to continue.
Now, we've had three league games, three league games since you and I both spoke. It's been a hell of a start to the season. The two trips to Liverpool, just comfortably put to one side and done and dusted. 6 points there, 3 points here in the opening game. We're in very good form, aren't we, going into this? Not to jinx it.
Yeah, we're thanks for that. To be honest, we're doing really well at the moment this season. And hopefully we continue with that. The calibre of players that we've got are more than capable of doing what we need to do. So it's just a case of picking the right ones really on the day. Obviously the opponents that we're up against. So it's one of them really that we've just got to go out there and do it and hopefully come back with the win.
And the new thing this season is squad rotation, and it seems to me now you can pick and choose your team and the style of players you need. If we need to play a footballing game, then we can do that. If we need to be a bit hard-nosed, we can do that too. That's a great luxury to have at this level of the game.
Yeah, it's one. We've got a squad of 25 and we're just waiting for international clearance for the other one. So it's one of them really that we sort of try and find a little bit about on the opponents of what we can and hopefully put a squad out there that we know that we'll do the job. And like you say, we've got the luxury of the opponents that we can put out there, knowing that, you know, the team we're up against, that we'll actually go out and do what we need them to do. And it's good luxury to have. There's a lot of teams out there that actually struggle to get 11. So we're quite fortunate. But to be honest, if we'd have had a development squad, we could probably filled that as well. But it's brilliant, you know, as a manager, it's one of them luxuries that, like I say, a lot of teams don't have. So it's absolutely brilliant.
And Bolton Wanderers today, 3-0 the last time we played them in the Argyle Cup, I think it was. We know they're a tough side, a very strong side, aren't they? What are you expecting today? Are you expecting a surprise or just that description, what I've just given you there?
Pretty much what you said, really. Obviously, last time they caught us out, which, you know, they play some good football. They are leagues above us. But the thing is, now we've actually played teams that are in their league and they're actually above them at the moment, and we beat them comfortably. So, you know, hopefully this year we've got a few surprises for them, and we can hopefully come out with them surprises without them sort of jumping on it that quick, and hopefully it gives that little bit of an advantage.
Well, I won't keep you any longer, Lee. Good luck today, and on behalf of all the listeners, we hope you win.
All right, cheers, thank you.
So hello and welcome everyone to Women's Team Live, and you join us here for this Women's FA Cup second qualifying round match between FC United of Manchester and Bolton Wanderers here at a gloriously lovely Broadhurst Park in North Manchester. It's a delightfully sunny and a bit cloudy afternoon, but the sun is out and so are the FC United of Manchester women's team in their first ever outing in the Women's FA Cup. Quite a momentous moment for the club. Today's match is being played out on the 3G. We believe that's due to a paperwork issue. The pitch that got registered was the 3G pitch, and therefore that's what we have to play on. This round and the next round are both going to be on the 3G, and then if we make it that far, the round after that will be played in the new stadium. And to be honest with you, dear listener, I have every confidence that we'll make that round, but don't want to jinx it. The opposition today are Bolton Wanderers. Bolton Wanderers last year played FC United in the Argyle Cup, and Bolton Wanderers won by 3-0. We should also add that for those who don't know the structure of the women's game, FC United and Manchester currently play in the Northwest Regional Women's League Division 1 South, whereas Bolton Wanderers, they play in the Northwest Women's Regional League Premier Division. And currently, they're doing quite well. They're third in the league, and in their last outing, they dispatched Wigan Athletic by 4-0. So Bolton Wanderers certainly no mugs. No Gladys Balm today. Gladys Balm, you might have heard her in the background, actually, has decided that the best thing for Gladys to do this afternoon is to rally the troops, and she's down on touchline duty, wearing a delightful hat, I have to say, and she's there trying to rally support and swinging bath scarves and that kind of thing. No Stato Paul either. Stato Paul is currently in Warrington for some reason, don't know why. Teams are now out on the pitch, so that means that I should really be giving you the team news. And just to let you know, the FC United team this afternoon, we've got Chloe Williams in goal. At right back, we've got Jess McCarrick. At left back, Abby Carrington. The centre-half pairing of Fran Davis and Chelsea Patient. In central midfield, we've got Jade Parker and Olivia Greenall. On left midfield and captain this afternoon, we've got Kirsty Chambers. Right midfield, we've got Chloe Wilde. And up front, we've got two players up front. How novel. We've got Shelby Wollstonecroft and Olivia Gannon. Substitutes this afternoon for FC United, Beth Scholar, Morgan Mewerta, Alicia Marsh, Adora Yao and Leah Hartshorn. And Bolton Wanderers, your team this afternoon, just to let you know, Bolton Wanderers, because the FC United supporters listening in all know this, we're approximately about a mile and a half away from the pitch. Therefore, we do sometimes get the names and the numbers mixed up. It's just one of those things, unfortunately. We are going to be investing in binoculars at some point. Gladys Balm, you might as well talk. We've got an Atmos mic. It's all right. I've already said you're going to be rallying the troops.
All right, top one, okay. I'll get the singing
for you. So that's Gladys Balm there.
No
point singing at me. What's the point singing at me? I'm not going to get us to Wembley. Go on. So if you're listening from Bolton, apologies in advance for getting the names of your players wrong. But your team lines up Jackson, Walsh, Yates, Whiteleg, Hamilton, James, Howard, Kirkman, Ryan, Longford, Schofield, and your captain, Katie Miller. And four substitutes, Reese, Winder, Fell, and Triano. So that's the Bolton Wanderers team, and the coin toss has now taken place, and FC United will be attacking the St Mary's Road in the first half, and Bolton Wanderers will be attacking the Loutbound Road end as we await the kick-off here at Broadhurst Park. So, as we said, it's been a great start so far for FC United and Manchester in the league. Played three, won three, scored loads, conceded not as many, and it's just been a great start, and a much better start than we made last season to the league. Bolton Wanderers, though, have been tremendous as well in the league above. Just to give you some stats so far, they played 3, 1-2, drawn 1, and they've got a goal difference of 7 at the moment. They're just 2 points off the top spot in the Premier Division of the North West Regional Women's League. FC United and Manchester, though, are no mugs either, we have to be honest, and currently are in second spot, played 3, won 3, with a goal difference of 12. So hopefully it's going to be one of those afternoons today where FC United will come out on top. But Shelby Wollstonecroft is going to kick off for FC United. As I said, attacking St Mary's Road in the first half here at Broadhurst Park. A momentous moment for FC United as we kick off our first ever match in the Women's FA Cup. And the ball is played through here. And Bolton on the attack here on the left-hand side. Good save, though, from Chloe Williams. Charging out of a six-yard box to charge that down. Schmeichel-esque. And a free kick in a very dangerous position for FC United. And it looks like this is either Chambers. It's on the left-hand side of the goal, so it's probably not Chambers' territory. It's probably going to be Wollstonecroft to take this. But both of them are deliberating at the moment. A wall of three in front of them. Actually, Wollstonecroft, it looks like, is going to take this. Shot comes in, shoots, palmed away by the goalkeeper. But first shot on target there. And the linesman's flagging for offside. Maybe, I can't comment, I wasn't really looking. But Gannon deemed offside there. But a good free kick from Shelby Wollstonecroft. And the first shot on target for FC United. And it's now with Greenall. Greenall, a nice little 1-2 with Jade Parker. Down the line it goes. Chambers with a good turn there. Chambers now on the left-hand side of the penalty box. Can she come in field with it? She can indeed. She opens up her body for a shot. Shoots! And a cracking save there by Jackson. And I have to say, that potentially is one of the best saves I've seen by a women's team goalkeeper. That was superb. palmed away. Good hand there. And you are listening to FC UM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And this is Women's Team Live, FA Cup special. And it's 0-0 between FC United of Manchester and Bolton Wanderers. So, first time I've commentated on a match all on my own. Not had one bit of silence throughout this whole commentary. And that's not because I'm good at it, but because the game, even though it's 0-0, it's been finely poised, hasn't it?
It's been flowing, that's for certain, yes. It's been there's been lots of pushing and to and fro, and it's not been a stagnant midfield sort of match, so you sometimes get a bit boring. It's been quite good.
They've had two great chances. We've had two great chances.
Yep.
Seems to me, though, that we've had the better of the play, and if we just get the final ball right, we could have been 3-0 up.
Yeah, I think... I was over there and they called Jade Moore to pull back into midfield rather than being a bit more on the side, and it instantly brought an attack that got Kirsty one of her shots on net. So I think that's the sort of thing we need to continue in the second half.
And the thing is as well, you mentioned Jade Parker there. Jade Parker doesn't normally play centre midfield. I've not seen her play centre midfield. Don't know if that's happened on the travels, but in that first 15-20 minutes, she was amazing. She was literally all over the place.
Yeah, I think that was probably almost the point. She was probably too much all over the place. No, she was doing well, but
it was a Jake Cottrell style play.
Yeah,
I mean, Roy Steele used to pull his hair out. He pulled his hair out about Jake Cottrell, because Jake Cottrell, to a lot of supporters, was an amazing midfielder. But that one of the downsides of him being all over the place was he was never covering where he should have been covering.
I think that's what Lee and Jay are trying to get Jay to do a little bit more of, because they are trying to spring the offside on us and push through quite. I think that's one of their tactics, definitely.
Now, coming into this, we mentioned the fact that Bolton are no mugs. They've in their last outing, they beat Wigan 4-0. They're a very, very good side. And when it comes to playing them, last season we got beat 3-0.
Yeah.
We're not out of our depth, though, are we?
No. No, I think all we need to do is just consolidate what we're doing and make better use of the chances when they come, because I'm pretty sure they will, and we've just got to push on. But extra time and penalties will await us if we don't.
I was going to ask you that. Neil, always a professional.
We're straight in
extra
there.
Extra time and penalties.
Has to be decided today, yes.
At that point, I'm going to have to call you and Gladys back up, because I'm going to be knackered by the end of that. And a penalty shootout to commentate on.
And a penalty shootout.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Well, thank you for that bombshell, Neil. Neil, your work, Neil Boo 1 on YouTube. Any highlights coming up? Oh, by the way, did you do Asset yesterday?
I did, yes. They should be up maybe tonight, probably more likely tomorrow afternoon.
You're listening to Women's Team Live here, and it's 0-0 in this FA Cup second qualifying round match between FC United of Manchester and Bolton Wanderers. And we're now joined, hopefully, have I got the right headset? I need you just to say something.
Hello.
Is that the right one?
I think so.
Yeah, it's the right one. Good. By striker?
Yes.
Forward? Forward.
I'm
sure Lee's going to play you right wing at some point. Or
probably.
Left wing. By Danielle Xenophontis.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm great. Are you?
So, how many games have you played now? You came on against Warrington Wolverines.
And, yes.
And obviously, we played two matches in Liverpool. Do you feature
we
much
have.
In there?
Mostly from the... I've done a lot from the sidelines, you know, giving them the grief most of the time.
And how are you finding the club?
It's great, yeah. I love it. It's like a family, isn't it?
Well, we like to think so.
Yeah.
The ball, we're now back underway here at this second half, 0-0. We'll get Daniel's thoughts in a second or two about that first half. But Bolton are on the attack at the moment on that right-hand side. So how did you find that first half?
I thought, you know, we had a lot of possession. There's a few frustrating passes that I thought, you know, we could have had a bit of more attack on, but... You know, you win some, you lose some.
We did say that the final ball, I was on my own in the first
half.
Yeah. Me and myself and I, we thought that in that first half, the final ball did let us down a bit. We could have been, if just a couple of them had come off, at least 2-0 up, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, do you know, there's been a few opportunities where we could have had a goal. Keeper's done all right up to now.
She did a proper good save before Kirsty Chambers. I said it was
a naughty strike, that wasn't it, Ben?
A naughty strike, yes,
naughty
indeed.
Naughty strike, mate.
I only just met Danielle, and I've already learned a new word.
New word.
Yes, in that context. What I said in the first half about the goalkeeper, some goalkeepers at this level, you can put a cross in and they're going to make a hash of it.
Yeah.
Or a shot from distance, they make a hash of it. This goalkeeper doesn't appear to be like that.
Do you know the funny thing is, Ben?
Yeah.
When we was watching in warm-up,
yeah.
I think she was dummying it, you know. I think she was dropping it on purpose, making us think, you know, we've got a bit of a chance there, yeah.
Wow, cunning. Anyway, ball played through here for Bolton, but it's well covered by McCarrick. Bolton gets the second ball, and there's a shot on distance there. Comfortable for Chloe Williams. Good defending from Bolton, but they give the ball away to Chambers. Chambers shoots on sight. And was that the half-time instruction? Shoot on sight?
Shoot on sight.
We're doing a lot of it at the moment.
Do you know what? It was not just that. It's just, you know, there was a lot of positive comments. We're not doing bad. We're playing well. I think we're just rushing a few things. But, you know, that's understandable. It's a big game.
I could be one of the biggest games in our history, I'm going to say.
Probably, yeah.
Till the next round of the FA Cup, obviously. Ball breaks though for Bolton, and they're kind of nullifying our through ball that we were doing so well in the first half. But it's Chambers now. Chambers shoots, charged down, gets the second ball, gets it to Greenall. Greenall shoots, and it's in. Yes! What a goal from Greenall!
Get in!
Well, Chambers put the shot in. We said, didn't we, earlier? Shoot on sight.
Shoot on sight.
It was charged down. The second ball got to Greenall, who whacked it.
That was a filthy goal.
It was a half volley outside of a foot into the top corner. Goalkeeper who's been brilliant couldn't get to it, and FC United 1-0 up. Thoughts?
Take five. I can't contain myself. That was so naughty.
Flicked on there by Kirsty Chambers, and Gannon holds it up on the halfway line. Comes in field with it, tries to find Wild, but it's well read. But Gannon wins the ball back. And can there be a counter attack here from FC United? Gannon plays the ball forward to Wild. Wild now plays the ball first time, but there's no one there.
No one there, Ben.
There should have been someone there though, shouldn't there? The ball's cleared and Wollstonecroft picks up that ball. Wollstonecroft now heading to the left-hand byline. Comes back with it. Gives it to Kirsty Chambers just on the edge of the corner of the penalty box. Chambers twists and turns. Crosses to Gannon. Oh, it hits the post.
Very good ball in there though, Ben.
Oh, my
goodness.
Can't take
that away from Chambers.
That was superb from Chambers. And a point-blank header there from Gannon, but it hits the post. And Bolton lived to fight another day. What's your history then? Where did you come from before you joined FC?
So, the first ever club I joined was Fletcher Moss.
Yes.
Yes, then I went to Hillgate Blues. And then I joined Stockport County when I was just 16
years old. They're in our league this year, aren't they?
They are. But I feel confident enough in us. I feel like we get this right, we'll be going up a league.
Well, let's get the defending right first for this corner. And it's gone out of play harmless.
It's gone out.
So... Stockport County. What have you? So
six
been
years.
At, you've
I
been
had.
At, you've been at a
county.
Few clubs, and now.
Yes.
What have you made of the? Because FC United's women's team is in its fifth year.
It's
our second season here at Broadhurst Park. What do you make of the setup, and how does it compare?
Well, you know, when I first came to the trials, I felt like it was a complete, massive change for me. You know, county was. I had six good years at county, but I felt like I wanted to progress further in football, Ben. So I took that. And I worked hard and, you know, I got on the squad. And now it's just about working even harder to prove myself and get on that team sheet. We've got a lot of quality players.
Is that a good thing, the competition?
It is. It's great. And it makes you work harder. And that's what we want. You know, I'm not going to be disheartened if I'm not picked in the 16.
The good news
is... I'll take it away and I'll work on it.
The good news is if we keep winning, we're going to be in so many competitions. It'll be two, three games a week at some point.
Exactly.
So it all works out.
At the end of the day, Ben, I'm here to support my team, no matter what.
And it's now with Wollstonecroft, who plays it infield, and Wild's dispossessed there, and Bolton. They seem to be... I don't want to say it. I'm not going to say it. It's been cleared there by Carrington. You do feel like we do need a second, though, at some point.
I do.
In the last 14
just
minutes.
Just to sweet coat it.
Well, and just to put it to bed, I suppose, as well.
Well, true.
A substitution, Beth Scully coming on for Shelby Wollstonecroft, and that... is a substitution to me, which basically says we're going to sit on this lead now and see what happens. A midfielder coming
off the
striker.
We've got quite a few mids now. Yeah, we are playing very defensive now, Ben, which I like it.
But as long as we keep the line high, then it's no problem. It's when you start going back and back and back, that's when problems start to happen. Over the top it goes. And Bolton on the attack, it gets to the byline, crosses that ball in. It's very dangerous. And Fred Davis, oh, and the cross comes in. And number four, good save from Chloe Williams. But there was Rachel Whiteleg following up.
No.
And an equaliser on
we
the 80th
that,
minute.
Ben.
On the 80th minute.
I told you jinxed it.
I didn't jinx it.
You did.
It was a cracking cross that came in. Cracking save from Chloe Williams, first time round. But I have to be honest, statuesque defending, not getting to that second ball.
No. We need to step it up again now, Ben, if we want that. We want that next stage of the cup.
So 10 minutes left to play here of normal time. And here is... I'm nervous now.
Well, you created the nerves.
That's my job, counting. Down the line it goes for Gannon to chase onto. And Gannon does enough, wins a throw-in to FC United. And it's 1-1 if you're just joining us. FC United taking the lead midway in the second half with Olivia Greenall. Bolton Wanderers getting the equaliser about 10 minutes ago. And Bolton have been kind of on top in the last 10 minutes. It's a very nervy ending to this match. If it stays like this, it goes to extra time. And a free kick conceded. And I think we're all coming to terms with that fact now as we enter the last minute here. They're in the 90th minute at Broadhurst Park. 85 minutes on the clock here, and there's a free kick on the halfway line to Bolton. This one's going straight to the edge of the FC United penalty box. Anything can happen here. 1-1 currently. FC United, just get rid as soon as you get this ball. In it comes from Bolton to the edge of the box. Patient with a good head. And can Carrington clear it? An offside given. And that, dear listener, is
that calls
full time.
It then.
And we're going in to extra time. Danielle's
I'm
going
to have to love yous and leave yous.
Thank
it's been
you
a
very
pleasure.
Much.
Thank
we all
you
know
everyone
you're
for
going.
Listening.
We all know where you're going. Enjoy your Sunday roast.
Thank you. And you too, Ben. It's been
a pleasure. So that is the end of 90 minutes here at Broadhurst Park. Hope you enjoyed that 45 with the excellent Danielle Xenophontis. He's going down now to get some oranges and some pep talk for the FC United team. But we are entering extra time. I feel like I should have had some kind of X Factor thing lined up there, but I haven't, unfortunately. But a very tense affair there. It did feel like FC United, well, they ebbed and flowed in that half, didn't they? At first they were on top. They get the goal. Then Bolton come more back into it. We decide, I think rightly, well, was it rightly? I don't know. We'd take Wollstonecraft off and bring a midfielder on. We put Jade Parker up front. Oh, Bolton come more and more back into it. It's been very, very tense. Bolton get the equaliser and we're into extra time now. 30 minutes of extra football that nobody predicted was going to happen, but we're here now and 30 minutes still to come. And it's well held from Gannon. Good control on the centre spot there. She could turn with the ball. She's only got Wild outright. She finds Wild now. Wild. There's not many options in the penalty box. Wild holds the ball up, looking for support. She gets support. From McCarrick, plays it to Greenall. He's 0-1-2 there. There is, you know. And can McCarrick get to that ball before it gets out of play? She can. Crosses that ball in to Gannon. She's got a back to goal. She turns. She shoots. She scores. Oh, my goodness. With 5 minutes left to play, Gannon slots it into the bottom corner. And it's 2-1. Well, drama, drama, drama. It all came about, and it was there. It was Wild holding that ball up on the touchline. Comes in field with it. Gets it to McCarrick, who's offering support from the right back. Plays it infield to Greenall. Greenall, smart as you like. A little 1-2 there. McCarrick kept a run going. Gets to the byline. Crosses it in. She had all the time in the world, really, to pick a spot. And the you know, some players would have snatched at it or just blazed it over or something. She just goes, oh, pass it into that post there. There you go. In it goes, and FC United. Well, it's match point. Using the tennis analogy that cropped up earlier. And that, dear listener at home, after an epic game, is full time here. And FC United of Manchester, after extra time, have won this game against a team in the league above, Bolton Wanderers. They've won it by 2-1. And we're now joined by the secretary of the women's team, Bailey
yes.
Sutton. Hello.
Hello?
You've been nervous off air. We've been off mic. We've been making sure that you don't, you know, come on the mic and say the wrong thing or anything like that. But that second half there, that whole display throughout the first half of normal time towards the end of the 90 minutes, the goal from Greenall, we thought we'd won it. Bolton come back into it, show a bit of class. The first half of extra time was very cagey, but FC United were dominant. Bolton come out, and I think they were dominant in the first 5 minutes of that second half of extra time. But then we get the goal.
Exactly. As long as we got that goal, it's all right.
It is all right.
We got the win.
It is all right. And we come into this game knowing that this is the first ever time we've been in the Women's FA Cup. It's the second qualifying round. We're playing a team who beat us 3-0 the last time we played them. We said we fancy FC to do a lot better with some of the acquisitions we've made in pre-season, we have done a lot better, both in the attacking third and in our defensive third. The goalkeeper there for Bolton, Brittany Jackson, coming off, but she's been superb. Not much she could do, really, with both FC United's goals. The first goal came from Greenall, a worlder.
Off a half volley.
Off a half volley. Yeah. And we were joined at that section by Danielle Xenophontis.
Yes.
And she said, I'd shoot on sight. I said, you're not going to beat the goalkeeper by shooting on sight, surely, because she's excellent. Kirsty Chambers shoots on sight. She charged down. Greenall gets the second ball, volleys it into the far top corner.
Gets goal.
Boom. Goal. Yeah. And at that point, you don't know whether to stick or twist. And we go a bit defensive and Bolton come back into it. They get a good goal to get back into it. I say a good goal. Could have done a bit better with the defender.
It was off a rebound, weren't it?
Yeah. We were slow to the second ball, but it goes to extra time. We're good in extra time. We are good.
Dominate the first half. So
the goal that won it from Gannon, superb play from Wild, from Greenall, and in particular from McCarrick, getting to the byline, crossing it in, and then Gannon, comfortable. It was Shelby Wollstonecraft-esque.
Yeah.
It really was.
That was a Shelby
just
goal.
Just putting it in. Just putting it into the corner of the net. But Bob's your uncle, and we are through. And that means we're through to the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. Still regionalised?
Yes.
Should be. The men's draw is.
I think so.
The women's team is. So that draw takes place on Monday lunchtime. And follow FCM Radio's Twitter feed for the draw of both the men's team and the women's team in the FA Cup. But it's been a great weekend. Both first teams through to the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. It's happy days here. Thank you to Bailey for joining me for this little debut on radio. Well done. Thank you as well to Neil Boo at halftime, and of course the marvellous Danielle Xenophontis for joining me for the second half commentary. Seems ages ago now.
I know. That was a long time ago.
We're all off now for a lie down somewhere, probably to contemplate the future and what we're going to do in the next round of the FA Cup. But you have been listening to Women's Team Live here on FCM Radio. Happy days. Look out for This Club Is My Club. If you're listening to Women's Team Extra, coming up next is the post-match thoughts of Neil Boothman.
Okay, I'm here with Lee Sutton, Women's Team Manager. What a terrific win that was against Bolton in the Cup.
Certainly was. It was a tough game. We ran Bolton a really good team. And obviously last time we played them, they beat us 3-0. So we knew that we were sort of the underdogs paper, but we had to go out there and push for it. And that's what we did in the end.
Yeah, close game all the way through, although I thought some of our chances were better than theirs, so the 2-1 result probably did edge it in our favour, but it was threatening to go to penalties.
Yeah, to be honest, we was literally talking about sorting out the penalty takers. That's how close it got. It's one of them at the end of the day, you hope that it doesn't go that far, but if it does, you've got to take it as it is. But every single player out there today, whether it was on the pitch or off the pitch, they did really well. They did what they needed to do. And obviously now they're going to be, I should imagine there's going to be a lot of aching limbs out there.
Yeah, that was a long and hard one with the extra time as well, which I'm pretty sure we've never done before. We got the opener with Liv G from a good 25 yarder, and she slotted it right into the corner. Absolutely no chance for their keeper.
That's it. I think that's the second one up to now that she's done.
Yeah, she did one in the pre-season friendlies, didn't she?
Yeah, so it's one of them. To be honest, every single player have got their own sort of abilities and their own sort of ways. So we've just got to look at the game as it goes on and know sort of how to manage it and bring on the subs and swap things around as we see fit. And hopefully today it has worked for the good. And hopefully now it'll give the girls that little bit of a boost, because during the week they were saying, oh, Bolton, they're a good team and they're obviously higher than us and this, that and the other, but at the end of the day, it proves on the day just as good as anybody else.
Yeah, and probably the right person to score the winner. Olivia Gannon's winner in the end, because she just got that one against a header against the post that could have made it 2-0. Yeah. That would probably have put the game out of Bolton's reach, but to get the winner in extra time, it was well celebrated.
That was it. I actually thought it had gone in, the one from the post, and it's just our luck that, a ball hits the post and comes back out. It's one of them things, but again, she's a fighter. She'll do what we need to do. She'll get stuck in there, and it's paid. You know, it's paid dividends at the end of the day, and hopefully now everybody from the squad now, their confidence is at 110%. You know, it's and that's what we need them to be now. It's they know they're competing against a lot of these big teams, and we've had it in the past where teams that we played that have been higher than us said, you know, in the next year or two we'll be the team to watch out for, and hopefully, you know, it's coming true.
Yeah. So we've got Northwich Vicks next.
Yeah, next week at home. Again, league game. So hopefully, you know, we carry on the league win now. We put the positives from today into there and the confidence, and we come away with the 3 points.
Yeah, should have plenty of positives and confidence from today. That was a terrific match all round, and I think so thoroughly deserved. And I think we can pat ourselves on the back all round as a great team effort.
Yeah, it was brilliant today. Couldn't fault anything. Obviously, radio, yourself, video, and the pictures, and obviously and the support. There's a lot of people there today that I've not seen at the games before. Mm. So hopefully, you know, people will come down, support the girls, because with the singing and the banter, it just keeps the girls going. It gives them that extra boost, and especially games like today, you know, it just lifts them and keeps them, and you know, hopefully then it'll get us the 3 points.
Absolutely, that's what we hope we'll be getting next Sunday against Northwich Vicks. Thanks very much, Lisa.
And that is Women's Team Extra. Women's Team Extra will be back next week as FC United and Manchester take on Northwich Vixens in the league. Back to league matters next Sunday. Women's Team Live will be back commentating on that one as well. 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. If you can't make Broadhurst Park, FCM Radio will be there, and Women's Team Extra will be out next Monday, bringing you all the highlights from that game against Northwich Vixens. But from everyone here at Broadhurst Park, you have a lovely evening. A cracking afternoon has been had by everyone here, apart from Bolton, of course. But, you know, go on, and we fight another day. Third qualifying round, here we come. Congratulations to Lee Sutton's side. Congratulations to all the volunteers who put this match on this afternoon. But from everyone here at Broadhurst Park, you have a lovely afternoon. Goodbye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.